We better keep Carolina Blue on our mind, so we're holding back the rain here. To today's graduates and their families, to the university's much-valued alumni, to Chancellor Holden Thorpe and First Lady Patty Thorpe, to the Board of Trustees and its chair, Mr. Robert Winston III, and to this university's very distinguished faculty and staff, I bring greetings from UNC President Tom Ross, the UNC General Administration, and all 32 members of the UNC Board of Governors, including Chair Hannah Gage. As a native North Carolinian, I love North Carolina, especially its 17-campus university. I must admit I take special pride in the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where my father, Waylon H. Cato, Jr., graduated in 1944 with a Bachelor of Science degree in commerce. In 2007, at the age of 84, he was honored to become the 9th recipient of the Leadership Award of the Kenan Flagler Business School. Today, at 88, he continues to express his appreciation of the incredible opportunity he had to spend a few precious years here, learning so much in so many different domains. Born in South Carolina, he has always thanked the taxpaying citizens of North Carolina for the gift of providing him with a first-class education. In partial repayment for that unique experience, now almost 70 years ago, he established an endowed scholarship fund that in perpetuity will financially assist Cato scholars in their education here. Graduates, no matter where each of you goes and what each of you does from here, you are our future leaders. You have many advantages, not least of which is the Old Well Network of University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill alumni, faculty, staff, and fellow students and graduates. My personal wish for all of us today is, may we increase our consciousness of the many opportunities we have to act with compassion toward all living things. It's my privilege today to present this year's Board of Governors Award for Excellence in Teaching to one of UNC Chapel Hill's most outstanding faculty members. This award was established by the Board of Governors in 1994 to underscore the importance of teaching and to reward great teachers throughout the university. It is given annually to a tenured faculty member from each of the university's 17 campuses. Each recipient is nominated by a special committee on the home campus and selected by the Board of Governors Committee on Personnel and Tenure. Each faculty member receives a bronze medallion and a cash award. Chancellor Thorpe and Dr. Cherovini, will you please come forward with me for a few minutes? Dr. Dino S. Cherovini has been a professor of Romance Languages and Literatures here for over 22 years, since 1989. He earned his undergraduate degree in Italy, his Master of Education at the University of Louisville, and a Master and PhD in Italian at Indiana University in Bloomington. He is the founder and editor of a very prestigious Journal of Italian Studies. He has authored and edited more than 40 volumes and published more than 50 essays. In a near ideal symbiosis, his teaching has been enhanced by his scholarship, and his scholarship has been sustained by his teaching. In the classroom, his knowledge, insight, and I have personally experienced his delightful sense of humor, keep each student's attention. Both student and peer comments reflect a common theme. He is a truly outstanding teacher whose dedication to his students is a treasure greatly appreciated by all. Dr. Cherveny, we celebrate your exemplary professional achievement and salute your demonstrated commitment to great teaching and to the inspiration of new generations of passionate learners. In honoring you, we also happily acknowledge the more than 14,000 dedicated faculty members who teach over 220,000 students throughout the University of North Carolina. Chancellor Thorpe, will you please place the bronze medallion around Dino's neck while I have the privilege of giving him the cash award. Finally, graduates, whatever your future endeavors are, the UNC Board of Governors congratulates you on reaching this major milestone on the path that is your life. We are confident that your education at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has provided you with the knowledge and skills for being a leader, for doing what has to be done, and for making a positive difference in these ever-changing, complex times. Go Tar Heels!
Thank you, Clarice. And now I'm pleased to introduce the chair of the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Mr. Robert Winston.
On behalf of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill trustees, congratulations to all of you on a wonderful day, and also happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the audience. A long time ago, each of us stood where you all are today, and we know how much hard work, dedication, and support it took to get here. To every parent and family member in the audience, thank you for your support. As a parent myself, I know that you are proud of our students as I am. Now, graduates, you have earned an outstanding education at Carolina, learning from some of the most talented scholars and researchers in the world. But you also taught yourself and each other. As you worked together on research and community projects and pursued ideas that interest you, now, my advice is to keep doing those things. Find knowledgeable people you can learn from. Gather around the people you want to collaborate with and pursue with passion ideas that interest you. And I would add one more thing. Help teach the students who will come after you. It means something to have graduated from UNC. You have gained something, but so has our community. Our founders believed that an educated person is a public asset, and we still believe that today. So go out there and prove them right. I know you can. As trustees, taxpayers, and alumni, we are very proud of you. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you, Bob. And now it's my pleasure to introduce Jordan Wichard, Chair of the General Alumni Association. He brings greetings on behalf of all of our alumni.
Good morning. Congratulations. After years of hard work, numerous anxious moments, and perhaps more than a few cans of Red Bull, you've earned your degree from Carolina. You and your family can be justifiably proud of your sacrifices and your accomplishments. And now you join the largest and only permanent part of our Carolina family. you will become among one of more than 250,000 alumni living in each of North Carolina's 100 counties, every one of our nation's 50 states, and over 140 nations across the globe. The General Alumni Association is the official organization for all North Carolina students, for all former Carolina students. Staying connected to your campus and your classmates will become increasingly important as you make your way forward after today. To celebrate with others, to share news, to keep in touch, the General Alumni Association provides the award-winning Carolina Alumni Review 6 times a year. It's on the web at alumni.unc.edu. It's on Facebook with nearly 40,000 others who love Carolina as you do. It's on Twitter, and now it's a key part of UNC's new mobile app at uncmobile.com, where the GAA's online directory will connect you with more than 270,000 other living alumni. And as our newest alumni, you will be particularly interested in our alumni career services programs and the opportunities we provide for professional networking. Remember, you are a Carolina student for only a few short years, but you'll be a Carolina alumnus forever. You've made it this far. Don't drop out now. Let the GAA help take Carolina with you wherever you call home. I extend my heartiest congratulations on behalf of UNC's General Alumni Association. Again, congratulations.